Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 1996. English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3. Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book and data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number, center number, and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. You now have 1 minute to study section 1 and section 2 of Part A. Part A is about to begin. Turn to page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A, B, C, or D in the box provided. Question 1. Which restaurant does the woman want to go to?
Let's look at this restaurant guide to see where we are eating tonight.
Okay. Well, according to this, we'll need to book in advance. We can drive there because there's space for the car. And they've got a band, so it'll be very romantic.
But it's the most expensive category. We'd better go to another one.
Never mind. We can use my credit card.
Okay.
Question 2. What course would the woman like to take?
I found something in the activities column in today's paper that I'd like to do.
What's that?
Learn to write Chinese characters. I picked up a book about it last month at Swindon's.
You ought to do something to keep fit as well. Why don't we go to Stanley and play tennis?
Question 3. Which car does the customer say he will go to see?
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about the Ford cars you're advertising today.
Yes. Which one are you interested in?
The Sierra, the older one with the sunroof.
That one's already been sold. We've got another car with a sunroof. It's a real bargain for a Capri. Less than 200,000.
Okay, I'll come round and take a look at that one.
Question 4. Where are the man and woman going tomorrow?
I hope the weather's okay when we get there. According to the paper, yesterday the minimum was well below zero.
But it wasn't so cold during the day, and they had a lot of sunshine, so it should be fine.
Question 5. Which flat will the woman ring about?
I'd really like to find a flat to share. This one in Repulse Bay sounds lovely, near the beach.
But it wouldn't suit you. They want a lady. It would suit me. Look, this one with a garden might be good for you.
No, I think I'll ring this one close to the Lam Tin MTR station.
Yes, and I'll ring that first one you mentioned for myself. I love the beach.
Question 6. Which place do you think the woman will pick?
Can I help you?
Yes, I want to book a holiday.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I can't spend more than $8,000. I'd really like to go to Australia or New Zealand, Perth or Auckland. I can stay with friends there. If there's nothing available like that, I'd like a short package tour to Japan, but not Tokyo. It's too expensive.
Okay, let's see what we have got.
Question 7. What film will they watch?
Would you and Mark like to come to dinner tonight?
We'd love to, but we both have lessons on Friday evenings.
How about tomorrow? Oops, sorry, we are busy. What about the night after that? There's a film on TV we can watch after dinner. It's got 3 stars and it's supposed to be great.
Okay, that sounds like a nice evening.
That's the end of section one. Section two. In this section, you should read the short instruction for each question and look at the information provided. Then listen to the statement or short conversation and put the answer in your question answer book. Question 8.
Hello, Moonlighting Tours. Can I help you?
Yes, I booked a flight with you yesterday, but I need to make some changes.
I see. Okay, can you give me your name?
Kitty Fan.
Ah, Miss Fan. Yes. You were booked on the 8 o'clock flight to Singapore on the 27th. SQ201.
That's right. But I need to go later in the day. Are there any evening flights?
Let's see. I'm afraid they're fully booked. Would you like to go with Cathay Pacific? They've got flight CX100, leaving at 1700.
I think I'll stick with Singapore Airlines.
What about the 28th? They've got one flight that leaves at 1730 and another one at 2030. There are seats on both planes.
I'll take the 1730 flight.
Okay, I'll book you on that flight. SQ203.
Question 9.
Hello, good morning. Dr. Ng and partners, can I help you?
Yes. Can I make an appointment with Dr. Ng, please?
Certainly. When would you like to come?
When's the earliest Dr. Ng can see me? I'm in a lot of pain.
I'm afraid she's booked up till 4:30. Dr. Wong is free, though.
Okay. I'll take the earliest appointment with Dr. Wong.
And your name, please?
Amy Ho.
Fine, Ms. Ho.
Question 10.
Hello, Star Travel. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to book a single room in the Hyatt Regency in Macau sometime in April.
Okay. What dates were you thinking of?
Well, let's see. Qingming is on the 4th of April. Then it's Good Friday on the 5th. Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday on the 8th. I am thinking of going from the 4th to the 8th.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm afraid it's fully booked on the 5th and 6th. But rooms are available from the 7th to the end of the week.
Okay then, can you book me in for 3 nights starting from the 8th?
3 nights? So you'll be leaving on the morning of the 11th?
Yes, that's right.
Question 11.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, we began 1995 with sales around the 10,000 mark. But sales fell to only 5,000 for the first quarter. In the second quarter, things looked more promising as they went up to around 7,000. This trend did not continue, unfortunately, and the third quarter saw another fall to around 5,000 again, rather than the continued growth that we expected. This level of sales was maintained in the final quarter, so that although sales were much lower when compared to the beginning of January, we at least managed to hold our position over the last 3 months of 1995.
Question 12.
To the north and south of Ellora are the mountainous kingdoms of Monta and Himal. To the east of Monta is Terak, and to the south of Terak is Gobi. To the northwest of Ellora, next to Monta, is Blanka. In between Blanka and Himal lies Anak.
Question 13.
Good morning, Cyber Computers. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Peter James from Asia Educational. We'd like to order some more educational software from you. Do you have any new titles in stock?
For PC or Mac?
Mac.
Well, there's a new version of MathBuster out, a new piece of software for reading called Reading Rhino. There's a new title in the Living Book series called Joey's Baby Brother. And there's Ancient Egypt Interactive, which is brilliant, but it's only on PC at the moment.
Okay. Can you send us 10 copies of Joey's Baby Brother? And do you have copies of Encyclopedia Educational?
Yes.
Can you send us 10 of those, too?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We only have 3 in stock.
Well, okay, I guess that'll do for the moment. Do you have some more coming in?
Yes. We're expecting a shipment in a couple of weeks.
Okay, then I'll send you another order later.
That'll be fine, Mr. James. And you say you're from Asia Educational?
That's right.
In Causeway Bay?
Yes.
Okay, then. I'll get the order sent off right away.
That's the end of Section 2. Section 3. You work for the Majestic Video Company as the telephone operator. Using the telephone message forms, take down the caller's messages. Use a separate form for each message. You have 10 seconds to study the form. Question 14.
Hello, Majestic Video.
Hello, can I speak to John, please?
Which John? Do you mean John Templeton?
No, John Lau.
I'm afraid he's in a meeting at the moment. Can I ask who's calling, please?
It's Chris Brown. Look, do you know when the meeting will finish?
Maybe around 2:30. Can I take a message?
Okay, then. It's about the new model TX40. Can you tell him that they're in stock and he can call me to place an order?
TX40 in stock. Call to place an order. Okay, Miss Brown. And what's your telephone number?
It's 23 81-1659.
238-11-659.
That's right. And my company is City Computers.
Okay. Fine. I'll give Mr. Lau the message as soon as he comes out of the meeting.
Thanks. I'd appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Question 15.
Majestic Video, good morning.
Hello, I'm ringing up about editing equipment. Could I speak to Tom Page, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Page is out at the moment. Could I take a message?
Okay, can you tell him that John Chan called from BTV?
John Chan from BTV. And your phone number, Mr. Chen?
It's 2994-0662.
2994-0662. Right. And do you want him to call you back?
No, it's okay. Just tell him that it's about the new equipment. I'll call him at 5.
John Chen called about the new equipment. He'll call back at 5. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Chen. I'll pass the message on.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of Section 3. Section 4. Listen to the interview and fill in the form as if you are the interviewer. Put ticks in the appropriate boxes and write down the necessary information. You have 30 seconds to study the form before the conversation begins. A tourist is being interviewed by a representative of the Hong Kong Tourist Association.
Excuse me, the HKTA is carrying out a survey on tourism in Hong Kong. Do you mind answering a few questions?
Well, I haven't got much time.
It'll only take a few minutes, sir, and you could win a prize. All the participants are entered into a lucky draw every month. And if you win, you'll get free accommodation on your next trip to Hong Kong.
Okay then.
Great. First of all, can you tell me your name?
Yes, Kevin Pennington. That's P-E-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Pennington, right. And your first name is Kelvin. K-E-L-V-I-N.
No, it's Kevin. There's no L in it.
Okay, Mr. Pennington. And what nationality are you?
I'm Australian.
Uh-huh. And do you mind telling me how old you are?
How old? Well, I'm 42, actually.
Right. And are you here on business?
Actually, I do travel a lot on business. But this time, we're on a family holiday. My wife and the three kids are in the hotel.
Okay. And could you tell me who organized the holiday?
We did it ourselves. The kids are too young for organized tours. We just booked the flight and got a hotel when we arrived.
So, you came direct from Australia?
Well, in fact, we did have a week in Singapore first. That's where we arrived from.
I see. And where are you going to next?
You mean after Hong Kong?
Yes.
We're flying on to London. We're going to stay with some relatives for a while.
Wow, quite a trip. Now, let me see. Oh, yes. How long do you plan to stay in Hong Kong?
Just under 2 weeks. 13 days, in fact.
Okay. Now, what about the places you have been to so far?
Let me see. We went to the Peak on the first day. That was good. Then we went shopping in Mong Kok. That was pretty tiring, especially after the flight. Where else? Oh, yes, yesterday we popped into Wong Tai Sin. My wife's a big fan of temples. She wants to go to Lantau to see the big Buddha tomorrow, but I don't know, it's a long way.
You've got a busy schedule. You said you've been shopping in Mong Kok. Can I ask what you bought there?
Well, we'd been warned that Hong Kong is not as cheap as it used to be, so we kept away from the cameras and watches and all that kind of thing. We did find some things we liked, though. I bought a nice silk shirt. It was really cheap. My wife got a leather handbag. And what else? Let me think. Oh, yes, my eldest daughter got an I Love Hong Kong t-shirt.
Fine. So, can I ask what you've enjoyed so far during your stay in Hong Kong?
The shopping, of course. I didn't expect the scenery to be so beautiful. The view from the Peak was really spectacular. My wife is really interested in Chinese culture. She really enjoyed the temple at Wong Tai Sin. And I must admit I did too. What else? I was looking forward to the nightlife, but I was very disappointed. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too old for that kind of thing.
Was there anything else you didn't enjoy?
To be honest, we found the pollution quite noticeable. Parts of Mong Kok are really dirty.
Yes, I know what you mean. Okay, just a few more questions. Have you been to these cities listed here?
Hong Kong, Singapore and Tokyo, yeah. Beijing, no.
Can you rank the three you've visited?
My favorite would be Singapore, I guess. After that, it's difficult to choose between Tokyo and Hong Kong. But I think I like Hong Kong better.
Right. Oh, I almost forgot. To enter the lucky draw, we need your address.
Okay. It's 23 Apple Tree Drive, Canberra. That's CANBERRA. ACT 4019, Australia.
Great. Good luck in the draw and enjoy the rest of your stay.
Thanks. Goodbye.
You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Turn to page 7 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Peter Chan. Today is the 12th of August, 1996. You have just received your HKCEE results, and now you are thinking about a career. You should listen to the radio program, which includes a telephone call from you, make notes about how to apply for a job, what information to give, and how to present it. Then you should read the job advertisement and decide which job you want to apply for. You are required to do the following tasks. 1. Fill in an application form. 2. Write a letter of application. And 3. Write a letter in reply to your cousin, Julia. Read everything carefully, including the instructions. You will find there is relevant information in the question answer book, as well as in the data file. You have 4 minutes to study Part B of the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. As you listen to the radio program, make notes on the note sheet on page 7 of the data file. You have 1 minute to study the note sheet before the radio program begins.
Welcome to our career special here on Radio 3, a phone-in program for those of you who have your results and are looking for a job. And here with us is Angus Young of the Banking Careers Advisory Centre for Asia. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Jean.
Angus, you're going to tell us a little bit about working in the banking industry in Asia and about how to apply for jobs in banking, aren't you?
That's right, Jean.
So, what should a student do if he wants to apply to work in the banking industry in Asia?
Well, it's usually better to respond to a job advertisement. Open applications are usually ignored.
Okay, so I've discovered my advertisement, found a job that looks really attractive. What do I do next?
Well, the next thing you do is read the advert very carefully. If you don't get everything right first time, you may be ignored at worst, or at best be put lower down the list.
Right. What's next?
The best thing is to set up a standard letter of application for yourself. And that's best done by setting up a template, a pattern you can use every time you apply for a job.
So, I need to think about the layout of the letter, what goes where, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's best to think about it in terms of boxes. At the top, you need a box that has your postal address, but not your name. Some people put this top left, but I think it's best if it's top right. Just below that, of course, is the date.
Okay. So that's my address and the date. Top right. What next?
Well, below that, on the left-hand side of your letter, you put the addressee. That's the name of the person that you're sending the letter to, and their address as well. That'll probably be the name of the personnel officer at the bank. And just below that is the job reference number. You'll usually find that on the ad somewhere, and it's very important. Potential employers use the reference number to sort the letters they receive.
Right, I think I've got that. On the left-hand side of the letter, the name and address of the person I'm writing to. And below that, the reference number of the job. And of course, below that goes the greeting. Dear Sir, or Dear Mr. or Mrs. with their name.
That's right. Then you put in two paragraphs. The first about your qualifications and why they qualify you for the job. If, for example, you have the exam results they ask for in the advertisement, you should point that out. If you have good results in what you consider to be relevant subjects, you should mention that too. You should also mention any exams you have passed outside school. So, that's the first paragraph. Oh, and don't forget to use an appropriate opening sentence for the paragraph. You know, with reference to that sort of thing.
And the second paragraph, what goes in that?
The second paragraph is where you talk about why you want to work in that company or in that country if the job is overseas. You might want to say something about yourself as well. Keep it short and simple, and then close the letter. Yours sincerely, if you started the letter with Dear Mr. or Mrs. Yours faithfully, if it's Dear Sir or Madam. Finally, don't forget to sign it and write your name clearly underneath your signature.
Okay. Any other words of advice?
Yes. If there's an application form, fill it in very carefully. Read all the instructions and be sure to follow them exactly. And, oh yes, it's best not to use abbreviations. They may be obvious to you, but they may not be familiar to the reader.
Okay. And now we talk to our first caller, Mr. Peter Chan. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Jean. Good morning, Mr. Yang.
Good morning, Peter. So, you've got a question for me.
Yes. I'm thinking of applying for a job in Singapore with the Mandarin Bank of Singapore. And I'm not quite sure what to write in the two paragraphs you suggested. I have excellent grades in math and principles of account. Should I mention those?
Oh, yes, definitely. Point out that you think passes in mathematics and accounts are relevant to banking and that your passes are particularly good.
Thanks. And what about the second paragraph?
Well, I can't tell you what to say about yourself, but you might like to say something about any school achievements, sports teams, prefects, and that sort of thing.
Is it important to say something about your interests or your hobbies?
Yes, anything that shows you're different and stand out a bit. And then you should say something about the bank.
Well, I know that the Mandarin Bank is one of the biggest banks in Singapore. I've heard that it also has a very good policy on internal promotion and career advancement. Should I mention both of those?
Yes, certainly. You're right about the internal promotion. It does have the reputation of encouraging employees to apply for better jobs within the bank. It doesn't always advertise jobs outside the bank, so you've got two things you could say about the bank.
That's really helpful, Mr. Yang.
Oh, and you should say two or three nice things about why you want to live in Singapore, too. It's a very cosmopolitan city, lots of different nationalities. And, of course, it's very clean and safe.
Okay, Singapore is clean, safe, and cosmopolitan. Does that help you, Peter?
It certainly does. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Peter, and good luck.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will need to use a pen for the tasks in Part B. You will have 1 hour to complete the test. The center supervisor will tell you when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.